be cut without notice, just as is the case with car wash workers and student guest workers and sweatshop workers today. Back then, like today, working class hunger and poverty contrasted with luxury and opulence among those who ruled cities like Chicago and New York. Inequitable conditions fueled a workers' rights movement that led to a coordinated strike on May 1, 1886, to demand an 8-hour workday. Hundreds of thousands refused to work and marched in the streets across the country. In Chicago, despite anxiety about potential violence, a May 1st march and strike passed peacefully. But a few days later, at Chicago's McCormick Reaper Works factory, there was a confrontation and police shot at striking workers, killing at least two. On May 4th, several thousand workers and their families gathered at Haymarket Square to discuss how to respond. James Green, labor historian and author of Death in the Haymarket, A Story of Chicago, the First Labor Movement and the Bombing that Divided Gilded Age America, explains what happened next.
One of the anarchists witnessed this, a man named August Spies, a German immigrant, and he called a rally in Haymarket Square the next night. And one of the leaflets that went out said, "Working men come and protest this latest act of police brutality," and one of them said, "Arm yourselves." Spies took that off the leaflet, but the word went out that there might be trouble. The police were gathered there, 176 police. The entire force was really on alert that night. That would be the night of May 4th. However, the rally proceeded quite peacefully, too. There was a lot of threatening language by the speakers against the police. No violence. The mayor was there and decided about 10 o'clock to go home, that it was peaceful. Told the police captain he could send the reserves home. But after he left, the captain of the police decided to march on the rally anyway and disperse it. And as he was doing that, the anarchist speaker stepped down from the hay wagon where he was speaking. He protested this. He said, "We're peaceable." And just at that moment, someone, and to this day we don't know who, threw a bomb that landed in the midst of the police.
A wild scene ensued. Police started shooting indiscriminately, some hitting their fellow officers, though they claimed the shots came from anarchists.
It was a terrible, tragic scene, and eventually 7 police officers died, and several bystanders as well. And the anarchists who were leading the 8-hour movement in Chicago, their core group was arrested and tried for conspiracy to commit murder, and then the trial of the century began in the summer of 1887.
Newspaper editorials slandered the men charged, even though some were not even at the Haymarket rally. The jury consisted of people recommended by company owners and businessmen, and the judge showed bias throughout the trial. 8 defendants were convicted, and the judge sentenced 7 of them to death after failing appeals and clemency requests. 4 men were hanged. In a 1999 interview, Chicago historian and broadcaster the great Studs Terkel said, "The ghosts of Haymarket live on."
The ghost of Haymarket is never quite laid. The ghost of Haymarket is always there, Chicago and that. Because it dealt with labor primarily. It dealt with equity primarily. Remember, it was a fight for the 8-hour day. We think about that throughout the world. That case, of course, resonated. The indignation was there. As you know, people like Tolstoy and Bernard Shaw all spoke out against it. And William Morris all spoke, and William Dean Howells did. I'm not sure if Mark Twain did or not. He didn't. But there they were, and the Chicago industrialists, one of the spokesmen was a very enlightened one named Lyman Gage. He said, "Maybe we should commute the sentence." They weren't there, and they all agreed except for one industrialist, Marshall Field I, with flowing white mustache, distinguished merchant prince. He said, "Hang the bastards." And they did. 4 were hanged. And later on, of course, the greatest perhaps of all governors any state ever had, John Peter Altgeld, looked over the records and says, "This was a frame-up, this was a farce." And those who survived, the 3 of the 4 who survived, he pardoned, much to the destruction of his political career.
In the years following the Haymarket events, labor advocates around the world began honoring those killed in Chicago and the ongoing struggle for workers' rights each May 1st, also called International Workers' Day. It's a national holiday in dozens of countries. Tomorrow, Occupy Wall Street May Day Coalition, labor and students organized a day of rallies, marches, and teach-ins on workers' rights, culminating in an OCU-Evolve Kamani Gray Memorial Assembly at Zuccotti Park at 7 p.m. More information is at maydaynewyorkcity.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
And that's some of the news for Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. The news was produced in New York with Rebecca Miles and Linda Perry. I'm Andrea Sears in New York for the WBAI, listener-supported news.
And the news came to you on recording. It can be heard live at 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. Streaming live on the World Wide Web. It's 12:02. Time now for Earth Watch with Robert Knight.
Don't wanna believe what they're telling me. Somebody's been picking in my cherry tree. When I could tell someone's been digging round in my cave. And I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. And I ain't gonna stand for this. Somebody's shoes was under my feet. Don't wanna call nobody no bodily harm. But somebody's been rubbing on my good looks charm. And I ain't gonna stand for this. Stand.
The bell for freedom still rings. The bell for freedom still rings. Sorrow to me, but does it ring to know the bell of freedom still rings? The hammer for justice still pounds. The hammer for justice still pounds. Heavy is the beating sound. The hammer for justice that comes. When will the world stop and listen? When will we all stop and see? The man in the moon must have found, 'cause he looks upon us with a frown, to know that millions of babies still starve. Millions of babies still starve. We can't have the biggest heart if millions of babies still starve. Innocent ones still die. The innocent ones still die. We can't value life too high if the innocent ones still die. When will the world stop and listen? Stop and see. When will we find what we've been missing? That the man in the moon must have found, 'cause he looks upon us with a frown. Light of truth we won't let shine. Light of truth we won't let shine. Tell me, has the world gone blind? The light of truth we won't let shine. As long as there's life, there's still a day. As long as there's life, there's still a day. And I know that we can find our way. For as long as there's life, there's still a day.
Greetings and welcome to Earth Watch on WBAI New York, 99.5 MHz FM. I'm Robert Knight, and last week we commemorated the musical stylings of the late Richie Havens. And today on Earthwatch, we celebrate the life and work of two other American musical greats, George Jones and Pete Seeger, whose 94th birthday, like that of Pacifica founder Lou Hill, occurs in this first week of May. We'll be hearing one of Pete's rare live concerts that took place last Saturday in the Great Hall of Cooper Union, following a New York City mayoral forum moderated by your host and convened by the New York City Community Garden Coalition. But first, we present this tribute to the other American music classic, the late great country singer George Jones.
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw the words come rolling, oh, to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by?
Undertaker, please, Undertaker, won't you please drive slow? 'Cause this lady that you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Oh, will the circle be unbroken by and by?
Gotta go now, I guess I'll see you around. I don't know when though, never know when I'll be back in town. But just remember what I tell you, that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
Mention of your name and all my love for you burst into flame. I've tried so hard to let you go, but look how I still tremble at your name. That's all it took. That's all it took to make me know that I still care. It seems my heart just can't give up the dreams we used to share. I tell my friends I'm happy, but they read me like a book. And when today I heard them say your name, that's all it took to make me yearn for your embrace. I guess I might as well admit no one can take your place. I fell for you completely, sinker, line, and hook. For when today I heard them say your name, that's all it took. For when today I heard them say your name, that's all it took.
If you want to hear a love song, I could sing one. If you want to feel the fire, we could build one.
If you need to catch a rainbow, we could chase one. If you want to be together, we could be one. One and one, I've always heard, adds up to two. But one and one is only one when that one is me and you. If you believe in forever, we could start one. If you want
to be together. We could be tomorrow's. I can see one. There's no mountain we can't climb. If we reach one,
if you believe in forever, we could start.
To be together, we could be
I feel tears welling up, calling deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rewrite down and bow. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love stretched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. One day I ventured in love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. How I lived in fear of waking up each morning and finding that you'd gone from me. There's aching and pain in my heart, for the day was the one that I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride up the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back. They're trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Our hearts haven't yet. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death can't keep us apart. These hands that once were steady have now begun to tremble, but when they touch you, the same old feeling's there. But your smile is still as special as it was the day we married. Years haven't changed the love we shared. And I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you. Time hasn't withered our hearts, and when our days are through, I'll still be loving you. Even death can't keep us apart. I'm still the same old me, loving the same sweet you.
This is Earthwatch on WBAI New York, or perhaps streaming at WBAI.org. I'm Robert Knight, and we've been listening to a hand-picked tribute to the man who was so often called America's greatest country singer, George Jones. Our theme was to showcase some of the great Jones's musical collaborations, and accordingly, we heard Anti-Seriatim the following selections: Same Old Me, featuring the Oak Ridge Boys; Walk Through the World with Me, backed with the Jordanaires; George Jones's classic track, if you pardon the expression, called The Race Is On; his musical romp with Brenda Lee, Hallelujah, I Just Love You So; his amorous duet with Tammy Wynette called One; That's All It Took with George Jones and the man from the town without pity, Gene Pitney; the Willie Nelson composition, Funny How Time Slips Away; and, in the beginning, George Jones with Pop and Mavis Staples, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? This is Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight, and now we celebrate the most recent live concert by folk legend Pete Seeger. Performing in the Great Hall of Cooper Union, On the occasion of our moderation of a New York City mayoral forum convened by the New York City Community Garden Coalition and recorded by Linda Perry, Seeger brought his magic banjo and he shared the stage with kindred spirits such as Morley and Stephen Said, well known to listeners of this program from his frequent appearances and performances in our midnight anti-war sessions of Earthwatch, as the artist to become formally known as Stephen Smith. Our concert begins with the musical stylings of Morley.
Now I know my tears alone won't bring the peace the danger zone. Another young life today was traced with chalk, the rainy rays. Metal birds fell off the sky, songless birds with vacant eyes. North wind blows a warning soul that stirs my mind and shakes my soul. She says, oh, that's all right, children, with your war on the poor and women. Oh, that's all right, children, but my body is melting down. Challenge for the star. Reach to love without my spine. My skin's too soft to stand this fight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Maria Hughes. Thank you, Arash and Magali, for this beautiful organization. Just three choruses we're going to do together. We can't really hear each other up here. It's up here, actually. You know the song. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Sound fantastic. Will you join us? Yeah? One, two, three, and all over this world. Put your hands together. I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah! Come on. All over this world. I'm gonna let it shine. All over this world. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. In the face of fear. In the face of fear. I'm gonna let it shine. Sing out your mouth. In the face of fear.
How y'all doing? I'm so happy to be in this room. I love this room. Who doesn't love this room? It's been a while since I sang here. The last time I was here was just before the Iraq War started. And I was here and actually backstage with Pete by chance and Howard Zinn before the release of a song that we released together called The Bell, which a lot of y'all might know became a first really major anti-war song after 9/11. So it's an amazing time to actually be here back for this, and just coincidentally. So my name is Stefan Saeed. I'm just going to play you one tune on the fiddle and then sing you one song a cappella. I'm really pleased to be here, and thank you so much for the Garden Coalition, which exactly. Y'all do amazing work, and I think, you know, we all love what you do and want to support you and hope that your voice comes through and that these gardens are more numerous and protected with each day. Thank you. I practically started singing in the gardens, and everybody knows that. So this is an old-time fiddle tune called Rattle Down the Acorns. Because it obviously has some resonance. You gotta shake the fruits out of the tree to get them to grow again. Thank you. The next song I'm going to sing you a cappella, I've never done live yet, really. Except for in the streets of Baghdad, where I just got back from making a music video for Global Unity about 3 days before the Boston Marathon bombings. Amazingly, so it's pretty big production, like a Quincy Jones or Michael Jackson kind of huge song for Global Unity, but the idea was that if there's going to be a We Are the World for our generation, it should rise up from the place where the people have been bearing the greatest cost. And so I was lucky enough to get some support and record a song called Love, Make the World Go Round, and work with a really amazing producer named Mark Platty, and head over there and work with hundreds of youth and community-based organizations, from the Iraqi National Symphony Orchestra to the Youth Orchestra, a Youth Contemporary Arts Society, and Iraqi Film Center that teaches youth there how to make really great art films, not just documentary work. And it'll be done very shortly, and so if you want to stay in touch with me, you can write me, Stefan Saeed. But it's really time. The people there were ready, and while the 10th anniversary, when I was there, was going on and all the international press only focused on the war, they were not even paying attention to the fact that, my God, there are thousands of youth here that are so enlightened from what they've had to go through and how to keep positivity that they have a lesson for the whole world. And if only these people's voices could be heard, we might actually create peace in that world in which we finally live equally with each other and our environment. So if you want to hear this, it just goes like this. I'll try to give you an idea what the song is like. Dragging my feet, I couldn't find my beat. I was standing at the ground till light came down. I feel my soul with love, just like nectar dripping from above. I swear in my heart, I know it's true. It's why I'm standing here in front of you. Love took away my fears and picked me up and brought me here. Love, make the world go round. Fill it with your sound, rising up from every nation and town, down from the sky and up from the ground. Come and light the world, love, make it go around. I'm paying no mind to the greed, making me some culture, only thing we need. Tiny little song inside our hearts, just like a little candle lights the dark. It's rising up from deep inside and takes this whole world for a ride. Lifting every voice in song, moving us to the rhythm. Love, make the world go round. Fill it with your sound, rising up from every nation and town. Down from the sky and up from the ground. Come and light the world, love, make it go around. Did you ever wish there would come a day where everyone would finally live in harmony? You know I'm talking about equality, like Buddha, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Gandhi, MLK. A dream must become reality. Gotta fill this world up with some positivity. If you wanna see the dream unfurl, put
put your hearts together now and light the world. I'm drowning out the doubters, drowning out the hate, silencing the skeptics cause it's too late. Pumping up the volume in my soul, I'm pushing on the world, gonna make it roar. Ain't nothing gonna drag my spirit down, nothing gonna turn this song around. Everywhere I go we'll proclaim, each and every single day, love, make the world go round. Fill it with your sound, rising up from every nation and town, down from the sky and up from the ground. Come and light the world, love, make it go around, yeah, make it go around. Fill it with your sound, rising up from every nation and town, down from the sky and up from the ground. Come and light the world, love, make it go around, around. All right, y'all, thank you so much.
Stay in touch with me. I'm just Stefan, like Stephen, but P-H-A-N, and you'll see images very soon of hundreds of little children holding signs saying peace and unity, and there's still a hope, and it's just amazing. So I have a really special guest to announce, but I actually believe a couple of people who've been responsible for giving birth to this garden movement are going to come out and bring him out for us. But Hadja and Cindy, please come out here.
We're going to be proceeding now to a very, very exciting segment of our programming. We have a musical segment. We have artists who are also environmentalists, artists who are about social justice, artists who are of the people, by the people, and for the people. Artists who, in very many respects, are the babies of Pete Seeger. They sing in that same spirit, and they bring that same soul. We have Morley, guest artist Morley, Stefan Saeed, Pierce, RMO, and all of this is going to be the warm-up to our guest of honor, Pete Seeger.
First of all, we want to thank all of you. Give yourselves a big hand. Give yourselves a big hand. We want to thank you. We're in this illustrious hall at where many great people have come to speak and many great people have stood for justice. Well, I am honored to bring Pete Seeger on. We stand in awe of Pete Seeger, his tenaciousness. He fought long and hard for labor. He fought for the environment. He fought just about every kind of fight imaginable. They blacklisted him. They couldn't stop him. Well, it's only fitting that we have him in this great hall, in this place where Chief Red Cloud of the Oglala Sioux came to talk about the rights of the Native Americans, where Elizabeth Stanton Cady came to talk about women's rights, where Harriet Beecher Stowe came to talk about women's rights. And so we want to give a big hand, a rousing welcome for Pete Seeger.
It's for me to thank you. I'll be 94 next month. But I found. Let's see who knows how to harmonize on this song. I think you all know how chorus goes. everything.
A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep, sing harmony to heaven. Every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones. A time to gather stones together. Love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. Rethink. Lose a time to rend, a time to sow, a time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. Way back over 50 years ago when I put this song together, I had to rearrange the words in the Bible a little because they didn't all rhyme. But my wife said, we had two children then, age 6 and age 8, she says, you ought to have some verses for children. Well, I said, why don't you make them up? And just this year, I found it was fun to sing them. A time for work, a time for play, a time for night, a time for day, a time to sleep, a time to wake, a time for candles on the cake. find a time for every purpose under earth. That's a good verse. A time. A time to get, a time to give, a time to remember, a time to forgive, a time to hug, a time to kiss, a time to close your eyes and wish to everything turn. It's a season, turn, turn, turn.
And a time for my purpose.
Now we have some wonderful musicians up on the stage. Want to play? Play a verse. A time to fuss, cry, and make a fuss. A time to leave and catch the bus. A time for quiet, a time for talk. A time to run, a time to this is for all children to remember. A time to dress, a time to eat, a time to sit and rest your feet, a time to teach, a time to learn, a time for all to take their turn. To everything.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn.
And a time for every purpose under heaven. A time for dirt, a time for soap, a time for tears, a time for hope, a time for fall, a time for spring, a time to hear the robins sing.
To everything turn, turn, turn,
there is a sea. I want to hear more harmony to everything.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season.
Turn, turn, turn,
turn,
turn. And a time for every purpose. founded a song I put together 54 years ago. I hadn't sung it much, and I came across it in a book I'd put together of my songs, and I started singing. I found it was a lot better song than I realized. It's darkest before the dawn. This thought keeps me moving on. If we could heed these early warnings, the time is now, quite early morning. If we could heed, sing it. These early warnings. The time is now. The time is now. Quite early morning. Quite early morning. Some say that humankind won't long endure. But what makes them feel so doggone sure? I know that you, who hear my singing, could make those freedom bells go ringing. I know that you who hear my singing, could make those freedom bells go ringing. And so we keep on while we live, until we have no more to give. And when these fingers can strum no longer, and the old banjo too young, one stronger, when we feel no longer. And the old banjo, two young ones strong.
Joy and sorrow. Simply close by saying, I really apologize for being late. I did not count on the traffic. We arrived at George Washington Bridge at about 11:15, but then we tried to drive in New York City.
Okay, we're back again. And what we want to do at this point, do you love Pete? Say, I love Pete! Yeah! Okay, this is dedicated to Pete. This is a hammer. A hammer. This is the hammer of justice. It's the hammer of freedom. It says, dear Pete, you are our inspiration and our hammer of justice. And on the other side it says, peace, love, and blessings, the New York City Community Garden Coalition and all New York City's gardeners, young and old. Your hammer of justice, sir. And we'll give this to you later.
I guess we gotta sing one more song. Song were written by one of the two geniuses I knew in my life. One was Woody Guthrie, and the other was the man who sang bass in the Weavers, Lee Hayes. His father was a Methodist preacher, but he was became a lefty during the Depression. He was singing in black churches and white churches, all in the state of Arkansas, and he knew many old gospel songs, just changed one word and they had a new verse. So he sent me a song with four verses almost the same, except they changed just one or two words. I put a tune to it, but it wasn't that good a tune. Peter, Paul, and Mary improved my tune. And then the song went around the world. If I had a hammer, I'd hammer it I'm
Ranger.
People with money can break up any big thing they want. But what are they going to do about millions of little things? And this gathering today is just the beginning of gardens all through New York and other towns. The little town I live in, 60 miles north, was put together 300 years ago by a 16-year-old Dutch girl who married an English captain. And he found she had a piece of paper saying that because her father had given money here and given money there, she had 20,000 acres on the side of the Hudson. And her husband says, let's go up there and we can sell the land to farmers. They went up there and they made a deal with the Indians. They'd only sell land in the valley. It was a big triangle. The Hudson was one side. The mountains going northeast was another side. And they surveyed a straight line from the Hudson over to the mountains. And they built a little house because there was a waterfall there. They had a big stone made with grooves in it so they could grind corn. And then the sailboat they had was probably 30 or 40 feet. Not a great big one like the Clearwater, which is 75 feet on deck. But it was... they had brought the stone up there. The man, Captain Brett, was looking one direction, and the wind shifted just a little and caught the rear corner of the sail, and it whipped across, hit him in the back of the head, knocks him in the water, and he drowns. Now, this Dutch girl had, they had three little kids, I think, none of them, all under four. And I'm sure her family, and maybe his, thought she'd give up this ambitious project. But I call it the tugboat Annie syndrome. The husband dies, the wife says, I can do this job. And for 50 more years she lived. She got on horseback. Oh, she got other women to take care of the babies. And she got on horseback and went around with surveyors. Let's sell a farm here. Let's sell a farm there. And she made deals with people who didn't have enough money they could pay over time. And they called her Madame Brett. Her house still stands right near Main Street in the little town of Beacon. Although there were originally two towns, the waterfall they called Matawan, because in the Delaware Indian language, Matawan means place of rushing waters. And then that town grew first. Then they put in a railroad in 1847, and now the river part, and a straight line between the two got called Main Street. And the two towns grew closer and closer and closer till exactly 100 years ago this year. They said, this is silly to have two towns. And they became one town and called it Beacon after the mountain. Because George Washington had said, they ought to have a beacon on top of that mountain to help guide the ships. Of course, in those days, a beacon, one man had to live up there and gather dry wood, chop it, saw it, and then when nighttime came, he lit a fire, and you could see this fire miles and miles away. That's what a beacon was 200 years ago, just a mere 200 years ago. Well, now, if we do our job right, 200 years from now, they will look back to this day when you showed people how planting gardens will bring people together.
This is Earthwatch. I'm Robert Knight, and you're tuned to WBAI New York, and we welcome your comments with an email to rknight, R-K-N-I-G-H-T, at WBAI.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf. My name is Jim Freund. This is a weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. This week, well, I still haven't worked out what it's going to be. I'm thinking about it, but I'm being self-indulgent. It's my 46th anniversary. Happy Beltane. Good morning. I mentioned the 46th anniversary, and indeed, it is that. I began working at WBAI as a phone volunteer in 1967, May 1st, 1967. I always thought that it was the first fund drive, but I was told since then that actually that was like our second. I think Robbie Barish told me that. So, well, Robbie Barish's information is usually pretty good, but I remember it differently, but I'll bow to him. Anyway, next week we start, as if we haven't been doing it all year, we start our fundraising drive. And this one, perhaps, not quite as scary as some of the drives that we have had with, you know, we're going off the air next week or not, although there's been scary stuff in the last week or so. Today being May 1st, or 2nd by now, also means that it is our first, the first of the month means it's rent time. And it's not so much an issue of the rent here at CCNY, where we are hosted by WHCR, Harlem Community Radio, but it's the Empire State Building. That's always the scary part. Anyway, this is very freeform. And Max, I have brought a couple of interviews with me. And I have a lot of audio. I brought a hard drive with all kinds of stuff. Let me just take a look. Ooh, here's one called Spoken Word. What do we have here? Yeah. And what I might do is open the phones and let people talk for a while. Let's see. I have a reading by Neil Gaiman. That's always good. I'm going to save up the Le Guin interview for sometime in the near future. A wonderful, wonderful, always classic story. Read by Pat Murphy, which isn't technically science fiction, but it's a wonderful story nevertheless. and a reading by Jonathan Lethem, which, as I recall, that wouldn't be a good thing because I think I would have to sit on the censor button. And who wants to hear anything that we have to censor? So that's on that drive. Otherwise, I've also brought with me on another drive. I love flash drives. They are just so darned useful. I have, from just under a year ago at the Nebula Awards, I did a whole bunch of interviews at the Nebulas. One, which I have not yet broadcast, it was actually the very first one that I did there, was a conversation with editor Gardner Dozois and writer Eileen Gunn, and also a half-hour interview with Charlie Jane Anders, who is one of the editors and chief writer at IO9, one of the most popular websites in the world, I would say. But I would like to take phone calls. I'd just like to hear what you have to say. I haven't had the opportunity since we moved here. And yes, Robert, I know you're there, but I'd love to hear from other people because it's a little earlier in the night. And the telephone number at WBAI is 212, this week's phone number, 212-650-5782. 212-650-5782. Should I reminisce at all about, the wonderful, interesting times, 46 years ago when I began working here, or sometime during the 70s or something like that. Anybody got questions about that era or remembrances? That would be good. And you see, now the call comes in and then it goes away. Why does it do that? If I don't get to your call, see, now I saw a call coming in, and with this not yet totally hooked up phone system we've got, I think it like moves up the line and then disappears. Oh, let's give this a try. Good morning, you're on the air.
Happy Beltane.
Happy, good Beltane to you.
Yes, well, actually, I figured I'd get this over with. I will try to. No, James, you must understand. You are.
You're one of the few people that saying James to me sounds James, good from.
Well, James, I mean, you know.
Well, it is my name.
Yes, I know.
But, you know, some people, they say James, Jim? And I go, ooh, when you do it, it sounds good.
Well, it's called teacher's complex, but that's another story. I've been trying to get rid of that for 5 years.
That's because you're a complex teacher.
Or something. At least I tried to be. I'm sorry you didn't bring any music for the day. It would have been interesting if you were going to do freeform that you might have slipped in, well, a couple of Morris tunes.
I've got all of my music with me.
Oh, you do? Well,
I do. I mean, when I say that I brought a couple of hard drives,
You
have to understand that, you know, one of them is a 650 megabyte hard drive, and I've got MP3. That's no big deal. That's a $60 hard drive.
Yeah, but how much materials can you get on it? Lots and lots and lots.
On MP3s? Yes. Approximately 400 or 500 hours.
No wonder Max can give away 500 hours of radio drums.
Well, that's exactly right.
Oh, yes.
That's exactly right.
Yes, well, no, actually.
Now that I'm saying that, where is my... Oh, there. Okay, there's audio, there's music.
By the way, now having been ensconced in your new digs up there.
I wouldn't say ensconced.
Well, how is it turning out? I mean, is it comfortable? Is it...
No.
No.
It's a work in progress. I mean, okay, do you hear? Let's both be quiet for a second, and I'm going to turn up my mic,
okay.
And I'll turn up the other two mics, and let's just listen to the sound here. What do you think?